And it's been going on now for a number of weeks. I've been approached myself by many people, as of other politicians out in the local area, and from further afield as well, people who go out and use that for walking and garden. They were very concerned about the barriers going up out there. I suppose, first of all, we had to take a look at it and take a look at the planning application, see, you know, what the ETB wanted to do, then take a look at it and see if that was possible. I've been working on it here for a number of weeks, and I've ascertained that it is definitely a county council road. I've got the road number for it given to me by the county council. The ETB seem to be of a different opinion, but in the short term, I've been talking to the county council and to the ETB, and today I've been informed that the ETB has decided to withdraw their planning application for the fencing and gates at Garton.
It was widely thought that if public consultation were to take place, there may be some sort of an agreement that suits everyone can be reached. Do you feel that's still possible?
I'm sure that's very possible. I think it's always good to have some communication between local groups, you know, and places like the ETB's facility at Garton. I suppose from a local point of view, it's been there for years and years. The local community have had the use of it. And I suppose, you know, when it's taken away, people just wonder what's coming next. And they always want the freedom to be able to go down there to use it. Hopefully, you know, going forward, there will be some solutions found that will be workable for everybody. There is some issues from an ETB point of view about child protection out there when people are using the facility for courses, particularly students going out from the schools, children going out from national schools to use the facility in Garton. There, none of us you know, would disagree with that, but I mean, I think that there's solutions that can be found that'll be workable for everybody. But I think in the short term, there's great relief out there that the ETB has decided for to withdraw this planning application, and I'm not too sure exactly where it'll go now going forward. But I think it's the right decision was made, and I think that should satisfy the needs of the wishes of a lot of people in the community.